This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. It is indeed a beautiful afternoon. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 right here on Cliff Central. I'm actually excited, Bulelani, to come to think of it, hey?
Yeah.
That finally, the Women's Month is it's coming to an end. Dude,
no!
You know?
We've been buying flowers, chocolate, hey,
money. Hey, dude.
You see, more demands.
Hmm?
I still want more flowers.
Demands. You still want more flowers?
Yeah.
No. At least, I mean, good thing that we're actually running the last day today. So it will be the last day at least buying flowers. At least that's the least that we can do, eh?
So all the girls here, all the women here should get flowers from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
oh my.
Bank accounts. That's
premium blesser right there, you know. But anyway, Bulelani, yeah, man, you know, I'm excited. Anyway, I don't know if ever is it necessary for us to be here. I mean, dude, look at the studio. I mean, it's colorful, eh? Yeah, you know, it's actually colorful. It says that we're really closing off the women's show in style. So, but of which I don't know as to what is happening in regards to what. Okay, Bulelani, what is happening, dude?
When today?
He just
went
blank.
No, man, we're celebrating beautiful women. I only have one question for Miss SA.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to be Mrs. SA?
Oh my God.
But Bulelani, you're giving away that already we have Mrs. SA in studio.
Sorry.
Yeah, and
they were gonna know anyway.
And people can hear you, dude. And why are you becoming Scott Hunter on
us? It's because I took over. Bah.
Okay, I heard that. But anyway, let me take this opportunity to welcome the beautiful, fine entrepreneur, author, you know, hustler of note, Jackie Pamuti. To some of you that remember, Jackie Pamuti is the lady that actually opened up the Women's Month as the guest host of the show. So we felt that, you know what, since she opened it up, she might as well be the one that closed it up with these amazing ladies that I can't wait for you guys to hear what they have in store. I mean, they run amazing businesses. And, you know, interesting enough that I've seen somebody that I've not seen in a couple of years, actually. I know this lady since the inception when we were starting in the hustling space of business, you know. And one thing I must say, I must give it to her. She's got a way of reinventing herself, you know.
Yes.
You know, she's always been reinventing herself. But the most consistent thing, her attitude has not changed, you know. But I've learned to love her the way she is.
What are you trying to do?
No, let me tell you. I think for me, it's the one thing that made her stand out. Because she's fierce like that, you know, and it's one quality that I've realized that sometimes as men, we just need to understand women, you know, and I've learned to understand her, and I call her amazing, you know. But let me not take over.
Let me take my show back.
Yes,
please.
So
let me take my show
back. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon, South Africa. You're listening to CliffCentral.com, and this show is 360 Biz. Today's show is designed to change the mindset of many, including women who want to rebrand themselves from common female stereotypes. We have seen women being portrayed as housewives, models, caretakers, and some people even go as far as saying women who have a voice are bitter and angry. Welcome to 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. I'm your guest host, Jackie Pamotse. To close off this glorious, beautiful Women's Month on a Tuesday afternoon, we would like to really discuss an issue that's close to our hearts as women, and we want you to join us in this conversation. Our topic today is, how can we change the common female stereotype? And if you want to join in the conversation, you can hit us up on 0861-55189, and we are on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, and our personal handles are, it's at Jackie Pamotse, and everybody we have in studio today will just fall under all that. Hashtag 360 Biz. Good afternoon, South Africa. I've got beautiful, beautiful ladies. And on my right, I've got Mahlaku Lady N. She is the founder and CEO of Sisters We Can. I want her to talk in depth about what does Sisters We Can mean, or what do they do, or how did even that name come about?
Yo, I can't even hi. Okay,
come on, greet our listeners.
How are you
come
doing?
On.
Okay, let me start with you, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, lovely. How good. Are you?
Hello, hello to all the listeners out there. My name is Lady Enmahlaku Nyembe. You asked what Sisters Weekend is about.
Yes,
Sisters Weekend is a mentorship program for young women.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, what we do, we empower young women to know who they are. I'm focused mainly on personal identity within the young girls. I grew up not knowing myself.
Sure.
And that has been a challenge that made me to do so many wrong things that when I look back right now, I'm thinking, what the heck was I doing?
Mm.
You know, so the main focus of the program is to empower young girls to take charge of their lives and to know who they are. Yeah,
that's
and
we a beautiful do those initiative.
Yeah, it is.
It's a beautiful initiative, most especially because now the country is talking about the scourge that's happening in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
Women and identity schools that are refusing young black women to be the way they want to be. I think you've seen this throughout headlines and newspaper articles, social media, radio and television shows, really digging into issues of identity. And please let us know if you want to join us in the conversation, tweet us, call us. Just before I introduced the panel in front of me, because there's like three other ladies, including all Miss South Africa. Ntando Kunene, how are you, lovey?
I'm fine, and you, Jackie, and good afternoon to all your listeners at home.
Oh, man, you're ever so gracious and so beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the show, though.
It's going to be a nice one,
I feel it's going to be really nice.
You see all these stunning ladies.
Yeah, I see all these powerful ladies, powerhouses.
And the guys are just sitting in the back, and they're like,
they just hear, yeah.
How did you know?
It's our show.
And they're like gasping for air.
Yeah.
And then we've got another female powerhouse by the name of Coco.
Mm.
You, my, really now?
Mm.
Ah, Debza. Yes, Coco, tell us about the work that you do with Phoenix Media.
I started Phoenix Media a couple of years ago. And I started out as a freelancer. And I worked my way up and realized that as a woman in an industry that's male-dominated and white-dominated, I would have to start my own business in order to carve my own path and not rely on whatever's going on. So I started my company after freelancing, and I've worked with broadcasters and clients, and I produce short-format, long-format for advertisements, TV shows, films, documentaries, and that's what we do.
Okay, for people who are blank about the media space and they don't understand what's
long format, short format,
yes, for people who don't have a clue on what is long format, short format, just in two sentences, what is it?
So short format is anything that is like a TV ad, 30 seconds, 90 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So you compress your story into a short format.
Okay.
Just like when you see an ad and there's the story that's on there.
There's a storyline to the ad.
Yeah, so it's two different skill sets.
Mm.
One, you can tell your story really quickly, or you can tell your story over a season of a TV show or 90 minutes of a film.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
I had to learn that
from scratch by myself.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That is a broad spectrum of media work that you do.
Yes.
That a lot of people, a lot of women would not just tap into because they're just scared to get into film.
Opportunities are very scarce and so forth.
Just before I let you go, one second.
Mm.
Not that you're going anywhere, but anyway. I just want to also introduce a stunning, stunning lady who has hair to die for. I have always struggled with hair and identity issues. That's why I cut my hair, because I just got tired.
I had to cut my dreadlocks too. Right? So I'm actually traumatized seeing this.
Exactly.
She's got stunning
dreadlocks in a bun. Well, they're tied up into a bun. And they look very rich. Rich, I mean, they're full, they're nourished, they're taken care of, they're clean. Yes, they're taken care of. But come closer to the mic, Levin. Tell us, why is it so important to have your hair the way you are? It is right now.
Okay, I think firstly, Good afternoon to all the listeners. I'm so happy to be here. Firstly, when I decided to go natural, it was never a thing that I had to think about. Mm-hmm. I did not sit and meditate upon it. I was natural from high school. So I was listening to the news the other day and I was looking at the girls from Pretoria and the things that they're fighting for. Yeah. And I was saying these are some of the things that I went through in school myself because I had natural hair. I cut my hair, I think, when I entered high school. Then I decided to go all natural. I just decided to have my hair this way because I felt I look good. I look good in natural hair than straightened hair. Just felt that's how I looked. And when I started off my dreads, I remember people used to think I'm lesbian. So I couldn't wait for them to grow and become this size so I can really live on this.
Omar, if you've just joined us, our topic today is how can we change the common female stereotype in society? And I've got four beautiful panelists, including Miss South Africa, who just won't stop drinking water. maybe it's because of how women have been portrayed.
Ndando, but you understand why you understand why she doesn't stop drinking.
Exactly,
water, right?
That's what
you
I want to address. Ndando,
because she's hot.
Oh my gosh!
I think it's also because of the climate changes, and now it's more warmer, which means I have to keep hydrated, and which is why I drink a lot.
Ndando, you
that's
are
a smart way of answering.
Can I please shoot the guys?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Can I mute you guys? Can you please switch off their mic? well, Ndando, you are the global ambassador. Well, global ambassador for South Africa, right? And you travel a lot.
Yeah.
And you see different women from different countries, different spheres, different GDMs and so forth.
Definitely.
And what are the challenges that you see when you go abroad that other women have as opposed to what we have in terms of identity and stereotyping?
I think women stereotypes are all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of how do women take those stereotypes. It's either you accept what you've been stereotyped as or you try to move out of that box. You don't have to be told what you have to what you can be or what you should be. Just be your own person and chase after your own dreams. And with looking at global women and South African women, what is common about it is that women everywhere around the world, they want to be great.
Yeah. Mm. Do you feel that they have equal opportunities as our male counterparts?
No, obviously not. Obviously not. But
now we're speaking internationally because you travel, right? So we want to see if South African women as compared to other African women or other women outside South Africa, are they treated differently? Are they...
Women, especially when you look at corporate South Africa, women are still fighting the very same thing of being compared to men and obviously other positions given to them because you're a woman, you're still going to get pregnant. And this is happening globally. It's not only in South Africa, but in other countries as well. So it's just about women owning their space and that's it. Not being told what you have to do when you know you can do something, whether you want to be an engineer, being in mining, when you know you can do it, go ahead and do it besides of what people are saying.
So, I'm going to throw this to Lady Anne.
Catch it, lady.
It got the baby.
I was not even thinking about
it. Lady Anne, for you to start an initiative that uplifts women from different societies, right? Or different living environments. What do you see when you go into the environment, whether it's a township or a suburb, and you go in and you see these women that some have resources, some don't have resources, but they struggle with one thing, identity. What do you think is the cause of that?
I think it goes back to how we were brought up when I joined here. I think, you know, sometimes, okay, let me just talk about myself. Growing without my parents had a very big impact, a negative impact, in fact, when coming to my identity issues. So you grow up, you don't have people who are celebrating you. You don't have people who are telling you good, you're great. You know, you don't have people who are believing in you. So you start asking yourself, who am I? You understand?
Man, yeah.
So I think the way we were brought up, the homes that take a person who comes from a home, and no baba, no mama. And take a person who comes from a home where there's nobody. We don't have any parent that is coaching you, rather maybe is molding you to become a woman that you are meant to be. There's a huge difference. And most of us that come from these broken families, we suffer a lot with identity issues.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It So the core of what you're really saying is that it does not really matter where you come from.
It, you can be in the suburbs, but if you grow up without a person who is building you up with the words that they say, somebody who's believing in you, that can also be an impact.
The media has portrayed women as weak, as desperate, as needy. Devo is looking at me like, don't you dare say men say something. It's fine, say the media, don't say we said something. But the point of the matter is the narrative around women has completely changed. If you look at women from 1976 and women today, different clothing, the way they narrate their own stories is completely different.
Absolutely.
The way they represent themselves when they go out, whether it's taking a walk or they go to functions or they go to business meetings, it's completely different. Somebody said to me, Jackie, females now have completely forgotten why females back in 1976 fought.
I completely agree.
And they are in a space where they need to transcend from the old generation to now so that they can find their own identity. Coco, you work in the media space, you know, in what you produce as a producer to narrate female stories, whether it's in an advert or a commercial, a reality show or a documentary and so forth. Why do you think it is it's so difficult for men to accept that women are in power for a reason and they can do their same job and they can be portrayed as leaders as opposed to angry people, as opposed to caretakers, as opposed to just women flaunting their bodies up and down the streets? What do you think men cannot handle that in the media space?
I was actually inspired to get into the media space because of the power of media, that I would be able to be behind creating the type of legacy that I would be proud to show my daughter, to show her that despite the fact that it's difficult, your mother did 1, 2, 3 and every other young girl coming up in the industry. I'm going to be very controversial because this is Cliff Central and I will not be popular with the men.
Say it.
So can I please get female bodyguards to escort me?
No, don't worry. It doesn't happen that way. Yeah,
so this is scientific fact that that women are naturally more intelligent and sort of superior to men. And I'll give you an example. If you look at the pass rate of an all-girls school and an all-boys school, the difference is always 1/3. The girls always pass with better marks, irrespective of whatever school it is. And women are very intimidating to men, so it's easier to try and keep them in their place. I'll give you an example. Adam and Eve. Okay. She was formed from his rib, but she still took control. Because he was just walking around with the lions and the elephants,
so
doing absolutely nothing. And God still trusted her, even after she ate the apple, that she will carry forth generations. So it's something that is very intimidating for men. But it's something that we as women also mustn't allow our voices to be shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of women that are CEOs who are giving instructions to people that are their subordinates, and they are told, I will not be spoken to in that manner by a woman. So it's an inferiority complex, and they must just embrace us because everybody comes from the womb of a woman.
True. Okay.
That's why I think even Homo Naledi was Naledi. She was a chick. That's my opinion. And I'll get the bodyguards now.
The business of hair in this country is quite big, internationally and nationally, right?
Yeah.
And you wear your hair in dreadlocks. Are you planning to open another Javastone something or a hair care product something or something that will really just take you from one step to the next? From embracing your hair to living off your hair. Do you think you'd ever be in a position to do something like that?
Nope.
Is it fear?
It's not fear. It's not fear. I'm not passionate about hair.
Okay.
I think it's important. I think it's very important that since we are in Women's Month, it's important that we in this Women's Month, we discover who we are, we discover our purposes, and you discover your weaknesses and your strength and what you're good in. I'm not. I actually was telling her, it's been 2 years now, I want to cut my dreads. However, I haven't found something that I think would look good on me, like dreads look good on me. I want to cut them, not because of what I hear people saying about them. I just feel they're high maintenance. Natural hair is just high maintenance for me. And it's been, and I feel the more they grow longer, I become limited in the styles that I want to do. So you find that I cannot do certain styles, and when they go to different hair salons, they tell you, no, you need to put your hair like this instead of like that. And it's high maintenance. So I'm not passionate about hair. I don't see myself going to the hair industry. I'm passionate about other things.
Like Sisters We Care. Masako. Please narrate the business behind Sisters We Care.
I think she will do it best. Me, I'm just passionate about the community, the social part of Sisters We Can.
Social development.
Social development. She's the one who's passionate about the business part of Sisters
We Can. It's so interesting that when we started off Sisters We Can, she started and then she spoke to me about the idea. I bought into the idea, and after a couple of months I jumped ship. I left the corporate world and its own things, and I decided, you know what, I'm going in for this. When I started, I did not know that I have so much passion about business. And the more we grew with the organization, because we're doing our seventh year this year on the 13th of July. And I think it's through the hurdles that we had to overcome and everything else that you had to go through that made us, or that made me rather, identify that I actually love the business side of it. Because we'd be sitting and thinking of things to do and whatnot. And I'll be saying to her, I hear the fact that these girls need sanitary pads. I hear all of that. But I'm more interested of creating something sustainable for them to live off. So every time when you look at Sisters We Can, I see business and she sees social responsibility. And I think that's how we balance
each other.
That's
how you guys marry.
So it's Sisters We Can is a mentorship program. I always say it's none like the other. You know, we've been to corporate, we've done corporate gigs with different companies where they ask us to come and mentor the girls that they're mentoring, or interns. And you get there and they tell you, we're not interested whether this girl has eaten or not. We are interested in making sure that this young girl maintains the her maths results to be 70%, or else we are dropping this girl out of our company, or this girl will lose the bursary or whatnot. So we come in and we deal with the, we understand first that man is a spirit, and a man lives in a body. What we see here is just containers. We are spirit beings. So our mentorship is from inside out. We don't mentor you on your career, on whatever. We mentor you on the spirit, man, so that you become whole as a spirit, that it's easy for you to accumulate the things that are outside, because the spirit man is okay. If the spirit man is not sick, you are able to perform at your level.
Absolutely. Miss South Africa.
Very nice.
Very profound.
Miss South Africa, you went to school. Okay. People don't know that you graduated like three and a half months ago. And a lot of women that are beauty pageant stars or reality stars or anything like that are perceived as uneducated, just airheads.
Pretty faces.
And there is some,
I think.
They're pretty faces. So what did you study, and what are you going to do with your education?
I did a basic BEd degree, and I also did my honors in curriculum studies. I think when you look at women that have been Miss South Africa, Miss South Africa's before, and women that have done TV and everything like that, you can see that they're not dumb. If you're a dumb woman, you wouldn't be owning such things where you look at Basetsana, you look at Joanne Strauss, you look at
Peggy Sue,
you look at so many Miss South Africans. It clearly shows that they are so much more than just their beauty. Their beauty opens the doors, but their brains keep the doors open. And I think that's the one thing people misunderstand about this whole thing, is that we have brains.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to 360 Biz, and I've got a panel of beautiful women. And I believe we have somebody on the line who really just wants to join the conversation. And our caller is... Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Hey, Carla. I'm great. I've got beautiful woman. Is there something that you really want to say to us? Do you have a comment?
Yeah, I didn't really pick on the topic that you guys were talking about, but I happen to know for a fact that you guys have a phenomenal woman in your presence.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, our topic is, how can we change the common female stereotype? How can we change the common female stereotype?
Oh, okay. Okay, but I didn't really, my call wasn't really related to the topic itself, but I just wanted to pay tribute to one of the ladies that happened to be there.
Who's the lady?
Nelly Mokwala. She happens to be an intern at the moment. To one of the ladies that you
darling, you were listening to the wrong show. But still, we've got phenomenal, beautiful women. We've got Miss South Africa. We've got Coco. We've got Lady Anne.
Yeah, no, I actually love the topic that you guys are talking about. Yeah, the women are
watching the world. All right. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much for calling us. Have a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
You know what I think, Jackie? Another thing that maybe as women that we do is, we often try to compare ourselves to men.
Mm.
And the minute we start doing that, that's when we discredit who we are.
True.
And the minute you just see yourself as a woman and not compare what I can do, what can I do better than that guy?
Mm.
That's when we lose the whole thing.
Yeah.
You understand? So just look at yourself and measure yourself up to yourself. And don't measure yourself up to what a man can do, I can do better. And it happens sometimes when you are in corporate, so with the movies that you watch, or the series that you watch, where women are in power, they are seen as these bossy women that are mean and everything like that. And maybe I think also as women, when we take up such leadership roles, we should be soft about it and not lose our femininity.
Let's just not fight it.
Being soft, it also works. You don't have to be a dragonfly on everybody.
Yeah,
you can still be as strong,
and
soft at the very same time.
And that's our power, is that we have the ability to be feminine, but then we are fierce when need arises.
Well, with that being said, I'd like to dedicate a very, very powerful song that was written specially for women, and to those women that feel that I've got this, I know what I'm doing, I'm in charge, I'm in control. Zano wrote you a beautiful song saying, "Don't bother."
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
For the technical glitch. Well, I'll play the song just now in a bit. But ladies, do you feel that are we competitive enough to be part of the workforces? Or are we just there to prove a point that we can take a position but not do anything with it?
Honestly, believe you can't take a position that you can't do something about it. Yeah, I feel maybe, how do I put this? Another thing is, when there's a book that I've read before called Lean In, and I always tell women,
I love that book.
I always tell women to read that book because it gives you so much insight on how to still be a woman but still be powerful in your workplace, that you don't constantly need to negotiate your space when it comes to being in an environment where men are taking over, where you're sitting in a boardroom and it's filled with men and you're the only woman. Yes. But don't shy away from such things, but still be a woman in that field, even though it's a lot of men. But that also requires a sense of confidence within the woman to say, I'm a woman, but I can be 1, 2, and 3.
Ooh, back to my song. Zano, don't bother.
She's got her own money to spend, so don't bother, don't bother.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
Money to spend, so don't bother, don't bother. She's taking herself. Don't bother.
Yes, we got our own money to spend. Well, if you were not listening to the last 30 minutes, today's show is designed to change the mindset of many, including women who want to rebrand themselves from the common female stereotypes. And this song just says it, because it has uplifted women from being just caretakers and being desperate and needy. It says, you know what? I've done it. I am there. I've got my own money. Don't bother trying to bless me. I've got it in control. And we've got the guy who actually wrote the song in particular for Women's Month, for women, and to help embrace women about their identity. We've got Uputi Zano.
How you doing, Jackie?
Hey, baby. Oh, that voice. Oh, hey, baby. He's got that voice. Yes, yes. You've got that voice.
Well, that's good. I feel like this is an episode of The Beauties and the Beast.
Okay. No, 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 no. Not in this situation. You're as handsome as they come. But listen, why did you write a song, in fact, an EP, right?
Yeah.
For women. There's like four songs that you specifically wrote for Women's Month, for women.
Yeah.
Praising and applauding women.
Yeah.
And telling them how much you love them and how much you honor them. Why the decision to do that?
Look, man, it's been an idea that I've been toying with for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do the whole cheesy thing of doing a Women's Month project that's only going to be played in Women's Month. And then being you know, like, I feel like sometimes people take advantage of things like Women's Month or things like Youth Month. I really wanted to do a project that's going to be honest. That's why, first and foremost, I titled the EP the Emily EP. Now, Emily is my late mother. The biggest feminist of all.
Really?
You know?
What's it like growing up? Like,
you know? And, you know, like, she really was quite an inspiration first to my career and to the kind of person that I turned out to be. And when I wrote the songs for the EP, I really just wanted to just write songs, man, that are just going to not just highlight how much we love women, but that are also going to highlight the challenges that our women are facing, the strides that they're making against all odds.
Yeah.
You know, because as a man myself, you know, sometimes I feel like, in fact, not sometimes, all the time, I feel like the odds are stacked against the women, you know. But because women are stronger than we would like to give them credit for, they always rise above the odds.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're on social media, please tag us, 360biz, at cliffcentral.com, at Jackie Pamote. Call us on 0861-55189. And today we are talking about female stereotypes. How do we break free from the commonly known female stereotypes that women are cooks, women are models, women are dumb, women are angry, women are bitter, women are just empty heads.
Women must just be, at the end of the day, just be who
vocal.
You are.
Be who you are. Just be vocal, you know? Exactly. Just be vocal. Just before I tap into my panel, I want to pose a question. Do you feel that women have brought this upon themselves, that men think that they are worth nothing?
And that's another thing I struggle with all the time, is when such questions are asked about how do men think, why are we so concerned with how does a man see me, how what does a man think about who I am, what I'm doing. Just be who you are without having a man to validate or to give you value. You know, I just, that's also another thing that we constantly talk about, how do men see us. People often have their own opinions about who we are, and we can't always chase after every little opinion that they have.
Can I bring in a man's perspective on
exactly
that?
What
you're saying is right. What you're saying is perfectly 100% definitely. But also I think it's very much important that we become aware of the generational stereotyping that we've been exposed to, specifically as black people. Specifically, I don't have a white people, a white person's experience, or a colored person's experience, or an Indian person's experience. But from where I come from, personally, I come from like a Zulu, a traditional Zulu family, where the mother is expected to be the caregiver, the chef, and the homemaker. You know, basically, and the father is expected to be the so-called head of the family.
Yeah.
And
it's quite messed up how we as men have been taught about manhood. And as a result, it becomes a chain reaction, because now the two generations before me, or three or four or five or ten generations before me, that's what they were taught, and it goes to another generation, goes to another generation, then it comes to where we are right now, you know, where as a man I cannot respect a woman because I am taught that a woman is weak, whereas a woman is not weak. I believe that there's a synergy, a relationship between a man and a woman. They are both like two pieces of a puzzle that are supposed to come together. No one is in competition with the other. But they both have roles to play. They both have roles to fulfill. It's just that nobody teaches this to us, you know. And I guess maybe then it's up to us, it's up to my generation, the guys that are woke, you know, to then teach our children, you know, so that they can teach their children's children, you know. I mean it starts somewhere. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen now. I mean, as much as we like to debate about feminism, as much as we like to debate about the role of a woman and the role of a man, you know, it's going to take some time for us to get to a point where men genuinely respect women and men genuinely accept the roles that both the male and the female play.
Zano, I'm going to put you back on the spot. In the business of music, right? There is songs that are written about women that portray women in good and bad light. And then there are videos that are made of women that portray women in a good and bad light. I have seen so many videos of most probably like 30 women by the poolside banging and banging and banging. Are those women paid?
So personally as a musician, I've always been against, I've always been against that, that whole stereotype. You know, I couldn't, first of all, I'd never write a song about a woman twerking. I'd be lying. I'd just be, not be who I am. If you ladies like twerking, then it's cool, you know, but as for me, I would never write something like that about a woman, because I strongly believe that my lyrics, play a certain role in shaping a person's character. That's why whenever you're angry and you listen to a certain hip-hop song, you will get angrier.
You start banging things, you know, you start hooting if you're in the car,
you know, or if you're angry about your guy or about something, you listen to a certain type of music, because music is spiritual. That's what I believe.
You know,
and whatever you put out there in the music, it creates an atmosphere, it creates an environment. You know, so going back to your question, are the women paid? Some are paid, some are not.
And whose responsibility is it? Do women say, you're going to pay me this much to appear in your video? Or the artist or the production company that is producing this video says, we've got a budget that's so much for these women? Or they just come voluntarily?
So what happens is, most of the time, especially with music videos, the production company that is the one that's going to be producing the music video, shooting the footage for the music video, most of the time, they are the ones that bring the cost. So the negotiations happen between the production company and whether it's an agency that brings those ladies, or whether it's girls that somebody met at Kong or Taboo, you know. So it's most of the time it's relationships that are between the production company and those people. Personally, though, if you are going to, if you're going to be doing such, okay, let me not bash that, you know. But if you are going to be doing such, I believe everybody should get paid.
We all want that paper. We want to send those invoices.
Everybody should get paid. I mean, maybe it's a model.
She's in the business of.
She is a character, certain character that is. That's going to add value to this video, which is in turn going to help the artist to get more gigs and the production company to get more work, because more artists are going to come and shoot videos with them. So everybody should get paid.
Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to 360 Biz, and I'm your guest host, Jackie Pomotz. And today's topic really narrates the story about how women have evolved from different kinds of stereotypes. We are at a point where now a woman is just a video girl, is just a caretaker, is just a model, is just whatever society wants to portray them.
Don't forget a blessee.
A blessee, exactly. So they are not in position, they're not given positions where they are presidents, CEOs, producers, content producers, directors, doctors, surgeons, and so forth. And today we just want to see, how can we rebrand women? Mahlaku, you work with women.
Yes, dear.
What are these young women saying about how they portrayed?
Do they even care? I was about to ask you.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I need to get close to the mic. I was about to ask you, when you spoke about the models in the videos,
yes,
do they know that they need to get paid?
Most of them don't.
Or they're just concerned about appearing in the video.
Most of them don't, just as a lot of artists don't know that they have to register their songs in order for them to get paid by Asamro. Yeah. So it's a lack of knowledge. It's not even about male and female dynamics. It's just lack of knowledge.
And not putting a value on yourself, because that's what everything exactly counts.
I agree and disagree from a production company's perspective.
Okay.
Because some of these women are looking for opportunities to be discovered, and people take advantage of that. So they know that they're being taken advantage of, but they're hoping that someone discovers them.
But Coco.
Which is sad, because it's exactly what you're saying. Mm. They didn't place a high value on themselves. So there's work that I've had to turn down as a production house, not because we can't do it, but because if I agree to do it for free or for nothing, next time you won't brief me for the high-end jobs. So it'll take longer for me to reach my goals. And that's a sacrifice you have to make if you take yourself seriously as a brand, instead of rushing for fame.
Exactly. But Coco, tell me, you run a production house.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you just bring these women in, mentor them, educate them about the business, and say, listen, this is how it's done. These are your benefits. This is how you can grow. Now let's move you from being an ordinary TV screen model girl and put you in a business.
Yeah. What I do is I don't exploit people that are looking for fame. I usually go through agencies or casting directors so that I know that the artist's interests are taken care of in terms of contracts and when there's royalties or usages that get paid. Because it's important to make sure that they are taken care of by a modeling agency or a casting agency, because a lot of people see my production house and say, oh, put me on TV, but we're not the people that put you on TV. We brief the people that then get you guys to be on TV.
Dando.
And I am prepared to help some of these young girls, because they are getting exploited, and that is why I started my own company. So that I can ensure that I give opportunities to females, not just in front of the camera, which is what everyone is in a rush for. The true power of media is the people behind the camera. So we need female camera women, which there are very few of. We need female sound technicians. We need female producers, writers, directors. To tell and narrate the right stories.
Their own stories.
Yes.
You know? Ndando. How important is it for the empowerment of women, whether it's educational, whether it's in business or entrepreneurship, or even in the home situation?
I think what's so important, and one of the speakers just spoke about now, is having the knowledge. You know, if you want to go into something, you need to find out what it is about, how do I grow from it, and what is my end goal. Don't just go into something for the sake of, but go into something with a goal. If you want to be, like we've been discussing, a video girl, you want to be a video girl, but I'm sure that's not what you want to do for the rest of your life. It's a start to somewhere. So it's so important for women to have a goal. Don't just do things for just. Do something knowing exactly that I'm starting here, but my end goal is over there.
Well, just a quick one before models and all these beautiful women attack me on social media and say, Jackie, why are you just putting us in a corner? There's other female stereotypes, you know? Why are we just the highlight of your conversation? But the truth is, it's the most common, and it's where every time you go home and you switch on a television or you hear it on the radio or there's an ad or there's something in a newspaper, you get to see women portrayed as guinea pigs or mannequins of some sort. And the men are the macho educated ones in boardrooms and so forth. And then you see the woman in a little skimpy little bikini passing by maybe with a Ferrari in this ad. And you're like, but what happened to the woman actually driving it instead of just walking by it? And then the guy will literally take the key and jump in, and they will have a nice slogan.
And the wind blows.
Exactly, and the wind blows. And I'm asking myself, whoever wrote the script for this advert must have had their wires crossed. Yes. Why do you think that the woman can only be a bystander, not be able to drive this thing? Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. True.
So it's about how we narrate our own stories. Very it's about important. Women that have their own voice. Yes. It's about women that are passionate about changing their story and their history as a whole.
And because it's about women who are in positions to open up opportunities for other women to yeah. do so.
This is why we are called angry and bitter, because most of the time when a woman gets in power, they forget to put the ladder down for other people to climb up. They forget to do that. They forget
That's
their role.
A big issue.
It's a big issue. And this is where we need to go back, soul search, and say, why am I really here? Am I here to open opportunities? Am I here to move the company forward? Yeah. Am I here to occupy a space or just take a job and just say, okay, fine, I've got this job, but I will not open the doors for any other people because my personal self-esteem is low, because I think if I open another door for a woman,
they might just take my seat.
Like right now, I'm like pushing into the mic and I'm pushing my table. I'm like, if a guy walks in, my goodness, is going to take the seat away from me. But what is the issue? Is it self-esteem? Is it lack of confidence in what you can achieve and have achieved? Or is it because you're not educated?
Lack of self-discovery. If you don't know who you are, you will always compete. If you don't know who you are, you'll always compete.
Zano, I'm taking this back to you. You're a guy, right? Yeah. You walk into a space you've been in the music industry for so long, right? Yeah. You walk into a space and a woman says, I am number one. I am on the top what charts, right?
Of course.
You can't do anything to me. When you see such a woman, what do you think?
When I see such a woman, first of all, because I'm me, if you're asking a personal response, not a general man
a personal
response,
because I mean it could be your sister, it could be your wife, it could be your girlfriend, you see they've got now this power, they've got this fame, and you see them acting a fool, what do you say?
First and foremost, gotta understand from my personal perspective, I read a lot. I love monitoring people a lot and seeing how people act, how people react, people's characters. And most women act like that is because they've gone through something that has caused them to go through that. There's no woman.
There's not
judgment. Exactly.
There's no woman who's just going to out of nowhere
act crazy.
Just act crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same argument that I always have with people who call themselves feminists.
Yeah.
And then when you look at what they do and what they say,
how you doing?
It doesn't ring feminism. It rings bitterness because of a personal relationship that they had where they got hurt, and as a result they take that plus the concept of feminism and they put it together.
Yeah.
You know,
I've always seen that, you know, sometimes when you're going, for instance, you want to be a CEO, there are certain things that you go through. Obviously you have to negotiate your space in the workplace and whatever. Then if and when you get there, why do you want another girl to go through that when they don't have to?
Exactly.
When you can make things easier for them.
Exactly.
I think that's another thing as women. We just want to be there alone and not with anyone else. Just take the elevator down, because at the end of the day, if you want someone to take over, you'd preferably want it to be a woman.
But
so if
you're
not
because
talking
of what
to
we were
everybody,
taught?
Then
yeah.
I think it's what you said earlier about being in an environment where there's a lot of men and you lose your femininity.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're one of the boys, and therefore you don't actually look to create a legacy where you empower other women to not have to go through those types of things.
Would I be wrong to say that that part where you lose your femininity is actually a defense mechanism?
Can I just say something?
So well.
When it's important for us, I spoke about purpose and I spoke about self-discovery. When everyone is born, you're born with your hands clenched like this.
Yeah.
Hence, when you give birth to a baby, the first thing they do is when they cry, they release.
Mm.
You're releasing what you need to do to this world, or what you need to give back to this world.
Mm.
The common factor of women not knowing who they are, or of being inferior, I see Ukoko doing this, is because I have not found my niche.
Yeah.
There's something in society that you need to do where we need to call you Lord.
Yeah.
Where we know only Jackie can do it.
Yeah.
Your purpose cannot be
like
the
being
same.
The more fire first.
Thank you.
I'm the only
Hello.
I'm like the only one.
You know? So you need to find your niche. and yeah. let's call you Lord over that
yeah.
in that industry. Why? Because there's something you can do that I cannot do.
Absolutely.
The reason why you'll be in fear that a man will take your place or another woman will take your place is because you have not discovered yourself. Yes.
Oh, my ladies and gents. We had fun.
We did.
We had a good time. I hope you, my listener, enjoyed today's show. We have learned a lot, and I believe you have learned a lot yourself. Women's Month was designed to really put a spotlight on the strengths of women and what they have achieved over the many, many years that they fought for education, they fought for their own rights, they fought for the Constitution. And I feel like we are at a position where we have no excuses not to excel.
Yes.
We cannot be blaming apartheid. We cannot be blaming males. We cannot be blaming bad backgrounds. We cannot be blaming lack of education. There's so many places where you can educate yourself. You just don't need to go to an university. There's so many other places, you know. True. Do internships, do short programs. Speak to people, network, find ways of
educating yourself. But also, can women allow themselves, open up to other women?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like this show today opened the minds of many. If not, my goodness, you are as stubborn as a horse or a donkey. But I am very, very happy to say thank you to Bulelani. Thank you to Teboho. Thank you, CliffCentral.com.
Thank you so much.
And everybody who's been sending us tweets. And unfortunately, we couldn't take a lot of calls today. But thank you to the caller who just thought Nelly. That Nelly is somewhere here. But I would like to say we are powerful women. We have nothing to prove. We are at our best. And this is our generation so that we can triumph in it and achieve what we want. I'm signing off. Have a good afternoon.
This is CliffCentral.com.